The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzlingly white. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Just one quick thought. What was our Lord speaking to Moses and Elijah about? We do not hear in Matthew's Gospel, but from one of the other synoptics, of his coming passion. Pope Benedict wrote this about the Transfiguration. Jesus' divinity belongs with the cross. Only when we put the two together do we recognize Jesus correctly. He says that both are a manifestation of his glory, the Transfiguration and the cross. But the cross is actually a clearer revelation of the glory of God, because it shows forth his love most fully. But it's hard to recognize him there without having understood and seen the Transfiguration. It will always be that his divinity is connected to the cross, and that we come to share ever more fully in his divinity in and through the crosses in our own lives, that we might then shine like the sun, as our Lord did in the Transfiguration, for all eternity. May we recognize him as he comes to us in both ways.